Welcome to the after show. Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3. Go to warm1013.com. Tell all your friends about it. So I told you I'd start with something that Disney gets away with. On a technicality, almost all of the American flags at Disney World have the wrong number of stars on them.
Oh, wow.
There's a reason for that.
What?
That way they don't have to perform the proper flag protocols, like lowering them every night. Because when you have or putting a light on, you know, if you leave a flag up after sun goes down, you have to have a light shining on it. So they don't have to do that because they're not really official American flags.
Wow.
Which is, you know, I know.
I had no idea.
Of course you didn't. That's why I told you. Now, I also told you I was going to tell you about me swimming with sharks at Walt Disney World. It's a true story. When they opened, I used to do the show there. I used to do my show from Disney World a lot. And when they opened up a new, you know, what do you call it? Attraction.
Attraction, yeah.
They'd have us down and we'd film commercials and we would, you know, give the trip away and all that stuff. And I would go down and do the show from that new attraction. And on this particular attraction, it was the Living Seas. If you've ever been to Disney World, I think it's still there. It's not, to me, one of the best ones, but it's cool. It's got, you know, a bunch of fish and sharks and dolphins and stuff swimming in this thing. And you go and you look at it. I don't know what else you do. I had to learn how to scuba dive because I was going to do the show from the tank. Okay.
Sweet.
And so they taught us how to scuba dive. You had to, you know, pass a course. And then you had to sign your life away. You had to sign
if I die, you won't be held liable.
Exactly. And what they told us was now we knew there were sharks in the tank. There were 2 8-foot sharks in the tank, tiger sharks. And they had a Navy diver with us at all times. Okay. And so I'm swimming around the thing, doing my show from the tank. And at the same time, Mickey was filming a commercial underwater, which was kind of cool. Mickey and Minnie were underwater filming a commercial. And so they have the dolphins in the tank, and they have sharks. They got all sorts of different things. Where they lied to me is they told me there were 2 sharks. There were 8 sharks.
Oh, my goodness.
And now, in your mask, now they were 8 foot long, so they were not huge, but they're still bigger than I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in your mask, everything seems 25% closer and 25% bigger. Uh-uh. So now they suddenly look like 12-foot sharks, and they were close to me. And in all reality, they were rather close to me. So as we're swimming around this one part of the fake coral reef, and the Navy diver basically has his hand on my wrist. He's guiding me. He must have felt me tense up because I saw this shark. And it was as close as I'll ever want to be to a real shark, okay? And he looked at me, and he just gave me the, you know, calm down, calm down. I did not calm down.
When people tell you to calm down, it never works.
It doesn't work. The opposite thing happens.
Yes, you start freaking out.
Well, it's coming from the guy who does not like elevators. So elevators are
right, exactly.
Sharks. I mean.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but it was interesting. So now I can say I swam with the sharks because I did it. I'm not lying. I swam with sharks, mana. So get out. Get over yourself. I swam
you
with
sure
sharks.
You sure it wasn't dolphins?
Well, there were dolphins in there, too. And here's the interesting thing about dolphins. They run the tank. So if the sharks got too close to us, the dolphins would nose them to broadside them and bring them out to the far edges of the tank. Because that's what they do in the ocean, too. If the shark gets too close, the dolphins start hitting them and pushing them away.
Oh,
and for some reason, the sharks listen to them, and I don't understand why.
The dolphin?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. So it was kind of interesting, even though there were some scary parts to it. So, and I had to film a commercial with a bunch of seals, and they are basically water dogs.
Yes.
They chase their tail. Okay, they do. They chase their tail. They suck their tail if they can get it, and it's like the weirdest thing because their face. If you look at their face, they look like puppies. Their teeth and everything.
They are
look
adorable.
Just like,
they are adorable.
Water dogs. They
so
are adorable.
Cute.
So yeah, somewhere there's a shot of me in a tank with a bunch of seals swimming around me and they're throwing them food to keep them around me, you know. So
oh my goodness,
cool.
Tony, you're talking about your experience at Disney. I was just talking to a friend this weekend, where he worked at Disney as a young person. You know how so many people like intern there for a summer, and I had heard rumors about what it's like at Disney. You know, like all underground and the parties and. Without, you know, really going into detail, he told me it was incestuous.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you from my experience, yes, I partied with a lot of Disney people. Oh. And I will tell you this. It was the only time in my life I've had moonshine.
Oh, my.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun. We had a great time. And we went underground to all the tunnels and things like that. It is kind of cool down there. It really, really is. It's a whole city down there. It really
right.
is interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, we ended up, a bunch of us, they rented a place on Daytona Beach, and we had a little party.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Christy's been snooping. Tell us about your snooping.
Well, last night, Nate fell asleep. His phone was underneath him, so, of course, I had to move the phone. And I happened to notice all these texts on there, and I went, nobody's looking?
Mama's
why not look?
Go peeking.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because
so, I haven't set up that thing yet where I can see every single one of his texts, because I'm going to do that. But anyway, so I decided to look around, and I see three different girls' names in a different text. Yep. Of course, I read it. Opened it right up. Totally read it.
What are they saying?
Nothing. Totally innocent.
Oh, man.
It's nothing exciting. I know. One was like, can you call me real quick or something? And then like 2 days later, my kid responds. Oh,
wow.
Sorry. Just got back. From where? Where did you go for 2 days?
Yeah, you just got back.
Like, what are you talking about?
Just a heck
and then another was like, I did see him say, why would you say that? And then the girl was like, FaceTime me. And he goes, why? Like, these are the texts. And she goes, because I'm bored. I don't know. And he's just like, okay. I'm like, what is happening? It's so innocent. It's cute, though, right?
Yeah.
It's so adorable.
He's clueless.
It really is. Yeah.
He's clueless.
Yeah, because awesome. He says to us, like, no, you know, I'm not talking to any girls. Liar. Busted. But I'm not going to say that to him because then he'll, like, you know.
Exactly.
Well, he doesn't say anything to me about it now. So, I just will keep him in the dark.
He's adorable.
Do I feel bad? And then I see, you know, the text from his friends, right? All his guy friends. And they're all about the video games. I'm like, everything's so innocent.
Welcome to a dude's life. Like, they don't change.
No.
You realize that, right?
It's so simple.
It's so simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And give it 2 years, Christy. It'll be different with the girls, though. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Yeah.
You know that.
But it's still.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be mostly the dudes, though, I think.
Well, he said he's not interested in dating anyone yet. So I say, well, what do you say to the girls? Because he said, I told two girls already no this month. I said, well, how do you say it? Like, how do you turn people down? Like, how does that work? Mm-hmm. First of all, they don't ask. Apparently, a friend of the girls will ask the guys. Which is way different because I never asked a guy before, so I think times are a-changing. But Nate said he just tells him, not yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
so he says, I don't want to say no,
because
you never know what's going to happen.
But he's stringing them along.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no, I'm not. I just say, no, not yet.
I think that's actually pretty good.
Well, you would, because you're a guy.
Yeah, I know. It's polite.
It's not mean. It's smart.
Leaving the door open. Yeah.
You know, what happens if this, you know, something changes and all of a sudden he likes the girl and he said no, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, he's going to be a total Mac Daddy. You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of Mac Daddies.
Ooh, Mac Daddies.
My fiance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness, you guys. So I told you guys how, you know, now that we're engaged, I may be selling my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was over this weekend and this man woke up at 6 a.m., let me sleep in. While I went to the gym, he was working on cleaning my house, getting things in the donate pile versus throw out pile versus pack pile. He did that from 6 a.m. until 6 or 7 at night.
Wow.
I mean, I came back from the gym and started around noonish, so I put in some time. But dude is like, wow. I don't know how I got such a good one. He's been such
well,
a
well. You know. A, you deserve it. B, you went through a lot.
Okay. I'll tell you. I was just saying. Even when I was married, I never had somebody help me in life like this. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, this is
right?
so wonderful.
Yeah.
I've never had that true partner who will do all the stuff you really don't want to do.
That's good. No, that's a sign of a mature human being.
And does that continue, or is this still part of the? The promo reel or whatever you guys call it.
Call it the recruitment film.
Recruitment
I think,
film.
No.
Something like that, I think that's in it.
It's true love, it'll continue. And, you know, you're in good shape. So I think you're on your way, girl.
Mm-hmm. I like it. You told me, Tony, you met him early on. We went to one of your shows pre-COVID at the Beachcomber, and you're like, I like this guy.
You called it. Yeah, I see. He just looked like a nice guy. Yeah. And I always get worried, Nikki, for you, okay? It's like I look, you know, I say, oh, man, I want her to find somebody. And I'm always like a little suspect all the time.
Yeah.
Because you've had some bad experiences. So I'm always a little suspect about that. So, I think you're there. So wrap it up, baby.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's good. So. All right, kids. That's
one more thing before we go, guys. Sure. They announced the inductees for this year's National Women's Hall of Fame.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They're in Seneca Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Guess who got on the list?
Who? Oh,
Michelle Obama.
Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful.
Mia Hamm, good. Olympic athlete. She's awesome. Also on there. There's some good ones this year. So kind of exciting thinking ahead. Maybe we could actually have a celebration by the time this happens.
Nice?
I think it's October.
I met one of the people who was in the Hall of Fame years and years ago, probably mid-70s. I was a teenager. My grandmother had broken her hip, and she was in the hospital. And the woman she was sharing a room with, her name was Blanche Scott. And Blanche Scott was a female pilot. And I forget exactly why she was famous. She did something important. But she was a hoot.
What's her name again?
Blanche Scott. Look her up.
Blanche Scott.
And I got to spend she passed away in that room. But I got this. She was a hoot.
Wow.
She went through three husbands, man.
And she was the first American woman aviator.
Okay. And I got to spend weeks with her just talking about stuff.
What?
She was fabulous. I loved her.
Have been super young.
I was.
Because she died in 1970.
Yeah, I was very young.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool. I'm like looking at the pictures of her. She was born in 1884.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she went by Betty Scott.
Oh, did she? I just called her Blanche.
Yeah, she was known as Betty Scott, I guess.
But we had some. She was hell on the nurses, I tell you. My mother was convinced that she didn't die of natural causes.
Stop it.
I'm not making that up.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, strong women, we can be difficult at times.
She was strong, and I loved every bit of her, man. I would go visit my grandmother, and I ended up talking to Betty Scott. But, she was a hoot. I loved her to death. I'll never forget that woman. She was so cool. She just told it like it was, man. So, anyway, that's one of my things that I'm really happy that I met someone
in the
Women's Hall of Fame. Yeah, I'll never forget her. Okay, 1970. I will never forget her. Okay? So, all right, kids. After show, warm1013.com. Share it with your friends on Facebook and all those other places because we love to, get new people to tune in. So, we'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.